J.D. Vance accepts VP nomination at RNC with stirring speech. Texas Border Business, Milwaukee, July 17, 2024. In a fervent speech at the Republican National Convention, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's newly selected vice presidential running mate, addressed an energized crowd in Milwaukee. Vance, a U.S. senator from Ohio, shared his vision for America, highlighting the importance of unity, hard work, and commitment to American values. Vance opened his speech with a nod to his home state of Ohio but quickly reminded the audience of the bigger goal, winning key states like Michigan. He painted a picture of a country on the brink of restoration, invoking a sense of nostalgia and a call to action. Tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was and, with God's grace, what it will soon be again, he declared. Reflecting on the last 8 years, Vance praised President Trump's resilience and dedication. He recounted Trump's willingness to endure abuse, slander, and persecution for the love of his country. Vance urged Americans to watch the video of an assassination attempt on Trump, emphasizing the president's courage and commitment to the nation. When Donald Trump rose to his feet in that Pennsylvania field, all of America stood with him, he said, portraying Trump as a symbol of defiance and patriotism. Vance spoke passionately about Trump's response to the attack, noting his call for national unity and calm immediately afterward. He honored former fire chief Corey Comparator, who died at a Trump rally and used his body to protect his family from gunfire. Vance praised Trump for returning to work undeterred. He is tough, but he cares about people, Vance said, painting a picture of a leader who balances strength with compassion. Transitioning to his journey, Vance shared personal anecdotes from his upbringing in Middletown, Ohio. He spoke of his grandmother, Mama, who raised him amid his mother's struggles with addiction. Describing her as a woman of deep Christian faith who could make a sailor blush, with her colorful language, Vance credited Mama with instilling the values that led him to success. Vance recounted his time in the Marines, his education at Ohio State University and Yale Law School, and his subsequent business career. He emphasized the need for a leader who fights for working people, rejecting the influence of big business and multinational corporations. We need a leader who's not in the pocket of big business but answers to the working man, union and non-union alike, he said, endorsing Trump as that leader. Addressing the economic and social challenges faced by many Americans, Vance criticized Joe Biden's policies, which he claimed had harmed American workers and communities. He recounted Biden's support for NAFTA, trade deals with China, and the invasion of Iraq, linking these decisions to the decline of towns like his own. Vance also shared heartfelt stories about his family, including his wife, Usha, and their three children. He spoke of his desire to give his kids a better life than he had growing up, emphasizing his commitment to family values. He touched on the struggles of friends and neighbors affected by addiction, blaming the ruling class in Washington. In his speech, Vance laid out a vision for the future under the Trump administration. He promised a renewed focus on American industry, energy independence, and fair trade. We're going to build factories again, put people to work making real products for American families made with the hands of American workers, he proclaimed. Vance concluded by acknowledging the honor of his nomination and pledging to serve all Americans. He promised to bring the values and spirit of Middletown, Ohio, to the White House and never to forget where he came from. I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from, he vowed, committing to fight for the future of all American families. With his passionate address, J.D. Vance accepted the vice presidential nomination and set the tone for the upcoming campaign, emphasizing unity, resilience, and a commitment to the American dream. The crowd in Milwaukee responded with enthusiastic applause, setting a hopeful stage for the Republican ticket in the 2024 election.